The Man in the Mirror from John. The man who walks into his first meeting in July 2015 is not the man writing this article. That man died when he fearlessly and thoroughly completed his step 4. But I'll come to that in a moment. Let me tell you about that man that died. That man had worn the facade of normality for so long. He honestly didn't think he was an alcoholic when he snuck into his first meeting. How could he be an alcoholic? He'd never really lost anything due to his drinking. He still had a job, access to his two wonderful children, his car and a home. He'd never been arrested or been to rehab. All those things confirmed that he wasn't like the other people in that church hall on a Tuesday night. That man had a shock that night. He learned not only what alcoholism really was, but also that he was one. It wasn't about what he had lost. It wasn't about the amount he drank. The fact that he'd never been unemployed, the fact he'd tried so hard to show the world what a wonderful, giving person he was, didn't stop the feelings of simultaneous dread and hope that he felt during that night. When he looked at step 4, he didn't see anything scary. After all, he didn't hold a grudge. Obviously, people had wronged him. The whole world was against him. But he moved on and dealt with things as they cropped up, didn't he? Once he'd gotten a sponsor, showed he was willing to act upon the information received and taken the first 3 steps, his sponsor explained how to complete step 4. "No problem," said he. "It'll be easy." When he first claimed he had finished and handed his sponsor a single side of A4, he was sent away to really think and to be completely honest. So he went back in his mind and thought about his early childhood. He stood up and for possibly the first time ever really looked in the mirror, and what he saw shocked and upset him. So many minor slights, so many petty resentments, so many inappropriate sexual encounters started falling through the glass. With dread and horror about step 4, he finally started properly. Nothing that was written was horrendously bad. In fact, the majority of it was simply embarrassing. However, when he started looking at his character defects and truly got honest about the person he'd become, the shock was terminal for that sad, lonely man, full of dishonesty and self-pity. Once I'd completed my step 4, I was truly ready to complete step 5. To rid myself of these old slights, imagined or real. To admit my defects of character to myself, to my sponsor, and more importantly, to the God of my understanding. For to do so showed that I was humble, that I truly admitted defeat. I was willing to accept outside help to improve my character and to do better in life. I recently explained to a sponsee what I've learned since my step 4. For the 18 years of my drinking, and for longer when I think about the childhood things on my step 4, I dealt with very little. I threw things into a cupboard and slammed the door. In later life, it became harder and harder to close the door and all those things. All the things that normal people go through, dealing with, were neatly avoided for most of my life. By completing step 4 and subsequently step 5, I was able to finally accept my responsibility for my actions, to realise my failings, and to ask my higher power to help me do better. Now I no longer explode at the smallest slight. I no longer feel overwhelmed all the time, as I've cleaned out that cupboard, and daily I check to make sure nothing new is hiding in the shadows ready to start filling that cupboard again. The man in the mirror died, but in doing so, the promises of AA became a reality. It is the hardest and most rewarding piece of writing I've ever done and will ever do. It has freed me, given me serenity, and made me eager to help the still suffering alcoholic. Oh, and I no longer have any interest in alcohol. End.